For X-Ray FM and KXRW Vancouver, I'm Barb Seaman. Last week, the Clark County Council sent a letter to NAACP Vancouver that said, "The County Council is committed to taking meaningful action to eliminate hate, bigotry, and racism in our county." It was signed by all members of the council except Council Chair Eileen Quiring. Councillor Temple Lentz introduced the letter at the council meeting last Wednesday.
I was hoping that we could send a letter, make a statement in response to and supportive of the sheriff's recent decision to remove the Thin Blue Line and Blue Lives Matter material from sheriff's office buildings and vehicles.
This began a series of heated exchanges with Council Chair Quiring.
Because you are offering this letter for the council to sign, and I want to know what you believe the Thin Blue Line decal means, please.
Okay. I think that it has come to mean to a large and undervalued section of our community, distrust of law enforcement. I think that regardless of what anyone claims the original meaning was, that meaning has been distorted and it means different things.
Would you
For publicly owned property to bear an insignia that has nothing to do with the public agency that owns it, especially when that insignia is divisive and means different things to different people, is utterly inappropriate. When you try to compare a Black Lives Matter with a response Blue Lives Matter, when you fail to talk about systemic and structural racism that is at the heart of these issues and that have led people to protest because of ongoing injustice and inequity, injustice, that we need to be responsive to that.
Yeah, what I find, Councillor Lentz, is this is very disturbing to me. I do not agree with what the sheriff has done. I completely disagree with it. I honor people who have given their lives in the line of duty to enforce laws that we as leaders make. And they have to go out there and enforce these laws. I believe their lives matter. I think it's horrible when people are discriminated against, and I feel empathy for those people too. That does not mean that we have to set aside the people who defend the laws that we write, that we place. And I think I do not agree with this letter. I will not sign it. Because I do not agree that we have systemic racism in our county, period.
I want to say that talking about supporting people who want to eradicate systemic injustice does not mean setting aside law enforcement, does not mean undervaluing others. This isn't pie. It's not like there is a certain amount of justice to go around, or there certainly shouldn't be. I am very grateful to our law enforcement officers who do excellent work. That said, there are a number of people in our community who deal with injustice every single day. And when they come to us and tell us that a decal that shouldn't even be on the police vehicles because it is not a county insignia, when they come and tell us that that makes them concerned about whether or not they can trust law enforcement in our community, that is something worth listening to. And I very much appreciate the sheriff recognizing that in order for us to have productive conversations, we need to remove barriers to those conversations. And I thank him for making this decision that I know wasn't easy. And if you don't agree with it, then I welcome you not signing this letter.
Clark County Councillor Temple Lentz speaking at last Wednesday's council meeting. For X-Ray FM and KXRW Vancouver, I'm Barb Seaman.